Biden's parting gift: inflation accelerated in December. By John Carney on January 15, 2025. U.S. consumer prices climbed at a faster rate in December, capping off the inflation-plagued Biden administration's final year and suggesting that the Federal Reserve's efforts to bring down inflation may have run out of steam. The consumer price index increased 0.4% from November, pushing the annual inflation rate to 2.9%, according to the Labor Department. That marked the swiftest monthly rise in headline inflation since February, driven primarily by higher costs for eggs, groceries, and a 4.4% jump in gasoline prices. Core inflation, which strips out the volatile food and energy categories, offered a somewhat more optimistic view. The core index rose 3.2% year-over-year, edging down from three straight months of 3.3% gains. This slight deceleration came as a surprise to forecasters, who had expected core inflation to remain flat. While inflation has come down significantly since mid-2022, when it peaked at a four-decade high of over 9%, the pace of improvement has slowed considerably. Over the past several months, progress has been uneven, and inflation appears to have plateaued at a high level inconsistent with the Fed's 2% target. Rising prices in key categories are once again weighing on consumers. Grocery prices, which had been relatively stable through late 2023, resumed their upward march, with the price of eggs surging by more than one-third over the past year. Meanwhile, gas prices, though still below year-ago levels, posted a sharp increase for the month. Signs that inflation appears to have become entrenched means consumers may have to wait longer for relief in the form of lower borrowing costs. Higher rates on mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards are likely to persist, as the Fed holds steady on its current policy stance.